I'm gonna show you how great I am.
Franchise.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
It's back-to-back titles for the Heat. The 2013 NBA championship resides once again in Miami.
But they are who we thought they were. We let them off the hook.
Express yourself.
Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
I want to kiss you.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
I'm the champion. Two times. Two rings. That shit stank, don't it?
Enough. Kaepernick keeps it going outside to the right. He's running down the near side. And Kaepernick is gone. Colin Kaepernick with a great fake. He faked out the entire stadium. And he runs it 56 yards for a 49er touchdown.
All right, good. All right, so we've started. This is welcome everybody to the first to the inaugural episode of the What's Up Bro Sports with the franchise. This is Woo Bro Sports. I appreciate you guys checking us out. It's gonna be a fun podcast, sports related. I got two esteemed members of the franchise with me, my group of friends for basically the entirety of my life. We have Ace. Say what's up.
What up? What up?
And Marcos.
Dímelo.
Marcos has gone. Marcos has gone international and shown the love. Anyway, so let's kick it off. We are taping today. Today's Wednesday, and the All-Star game, the MLB Major League Baseball All-Star game, which I think we could all agree that's the best All-Star game of as far as the event goes. For the four major sports,
absolutely the best All-Star game in all of sports.
Go NFL. All-Star.
And NFL awful. Definitely won't.
Who watches the
Pro Bowl?
I won't. NHL's better, actually.
I will take your word for that.
I've ever seen
it. I'll take your word for it because I don't know. Isn't the NHL All-Star happen every 4 years called the Olympics? Because that's the only hockey I've ever seen is in the Olympics where I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I've been to a few games, so that was all right.
We just covered hockey for the next month.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it's the premier All-Star game of all the leagues. I think it's the premier All-Star game. But yesterday was, what we let you say?
Meh. Yeah. Got pictures duel, I guess, with 15 of them.
Yeah, that's what you want to see in an All-Star game is a fucking pictures duel. It's like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I found it boring. I don't know what you guys' thoughts are.
It was very boring. I lost interest around 6th, 7th inning.
You left the
microphone. After Fernandez, that's it.
You lasted that long, huh? Mm-hmm. I was in and out. Commercials would flip, forget about it, come back.
I actually had a show last night. And then when I got back, I literally got back in time to watch Mariano Rivera get into the game. And everybody went ballistic. And I thought it was closing out the game. I'm like, oh, shit, the closer's in.
Yeah.
And then there was the 8th inning. And I'm like, what the fuck? I know why they did it.
Yeah, there was a good reason for it, I guess.
It was a good moment, though. It was a good moment. Everybody was paying respect. Everybody was standing up.
I had goosebumps.
I didn't have goosebumps. I was confused as to why everybody was so hyped up over the 8th inning. I know why statistically. I know why they did it. They put him in the 8th, but make sure he got in the game. But I was like, it's the 8th inning. I'm not used to seeing Rivera come out in the fucking 8th inning. Yeah. And then they give him the MVP for doing fucking nothing. I've never seen, and my baseball knowledge is not the grandest, but I've never seen a setup guy get a fucking MVP award in anything. I've never seen him get a Player of the Game award in a regular fucking 182 game season.
No, I'm with you.
Overrated was... your voice. It was.
No, I'm with you. It was, obviously it wasn't the perfect situation that Mariano came in and. He had, obviously, Lillian had a good reason, but nobody really stood out in the All-Star game either. So, I guess you had to give it to the...
It was
New York, hometown.
Yeah, well, I'm a Marlins fan, so I'm a National League guy, but...
Marlins fan?
Yeah, Got it. Exactly. But I like the I'm a Marlins asterisk.
Free agent Marlins fan.
Yeah, exactly. But I couldn't believe the National League fell asleep. And then by the time the eighth inning happened, I was kind of hoping on the ninth inning, the top of the ninth, when Prince Fielder did that triple.
Which was amazing, too. That,
amazing.
You know, I loved his expression when he slid into third. That was, you know, and he didn't even score.
The fact that he didn't ask for an oxygen tank, I was like, this deserves the MVP award right there.
That's an insane big boy.
He's a vegan.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right. Yeah. Why did he? Come on, man. You're lying.
You're a fucking vegan. That's the fattest vegan I've ever seen in my life. Holy shit. The fuck does he dip in his fucking vegetables and butter? What the fuck is that? Oh man! So that game happened last night. I was like, meh, very meh about.
Enjoyed the home run derby though. That was
a lot better.
That was good.
Way better this year, I think. You
know, too. I got to be honest with you. I didn't know who the fuck Cespedes was.
He's a Marlin. He should have been a Marlin, but
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was, and then when I found out he was Cuban, I was like, okay, I don't think I like you, and then, but then he flipped the bat, and I was like, oh, I'm fucking
awesome.
In. I'm
awesome
in.
Moment. I'm epic, like, epic bat flip.
Oh, my God, that was the best. If they, dude, that picture is going to sell for so much fucking money of him flipping the bat. I was like, oh, shit, and then everybody was like, oh, it's okay to flip the bat. Only in this situation, like,
no, it's an All-Star game. You shouldn't be showboating.
I think
everybody was.
I think you should flip the bat at every at bat. Like, you get a fucking, even if you get struck out, flip the bat. What are you gonna fucking do?
Hey, Bo Jackson broke his bat over his knee. His head.
Ricky jumped up for every single, you know, every time he had a hit. So,
Ricky. There was a story about Ricky, and I've heard this on other people's podcasts, that. The dude, he was at bat, right? And I think it was, I forget when it was that he was playing with Nomar Garcia. Exactly.
Nomar.
And Nomar, he think he's on deck, and he strikes out, Ricky strikes out, and he's walking back to the dugout, and he passes by Nomar, and to himself, Ricky says, "Don't worry about it, Ricky. You see the best."
I believe it.
Like, he's pumping himself up. He's like, he strikes out and he's like, Ricky.
To Terrell Owens.
Yeah, that's the best. That's the best.
Ricky was one of my faves growing up. I
like Griffey.
Yeah.
I mean, that was because I had the video game. I didn't know shit about baseball. Oh. I got into baseball really late, like in my teens. So I didn't know the shit. You know,
gold game.
That was the GOAT game. That really was. That was a fucking awesome one, man. All right, so then there was a lot of news. We were supposed to record last week, but there was a lot of news in sports. And then D12, Dwight, D12 Howard, the circus that went on.
For 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
First Orlando, then Los Angeles. Oh, I didn't want to get traded to Los Angeles. Circus indeed.
It started a couple of years ago. He wanted out, and then all of a sudden they convinced him to opt in for some reason. And then when he opted in, a day later he wanted out again. And then they traded him to the Lakers, and everybody thought Lakers were going to be the super team, but they forgot Kobe's in there. That doesn't pass the ball, you know. And
I was very first of all. Is there a more overrated player in the NBA?
Well,
would you put him in the top? Where would you put him?
I would definitely put him in the top. Only because if he's playing in the 90s with Shaq and Olajuwon and Alonzo Mourning and Ewing and David Robinson, he's just going to be another guy. He'd be, who knows, Omar Asik for all we know. You know,
Asik. Actually,
yeah, but he's not the best center. Dwight's the best center in basketball by default.
Is he really the best center in basketball
by default?
Yeah, unless LeBron decides to start playing center,
he grows 4 more inches probably. Gasol made a good case this year.
Yeah, Mark Gasol.
Well, thank you.
I wonder if
he teases him. I wonder if Mark ever goes up to Paul and is like, hey. I'm sorry that I hurt you by high-fiving you. Did I hit the fucking pussy?
Probably. Probably. Jesus. That whole Laker team is a mess this year, man.
Yeah.
Steve Nash being injured. Kobe. I mean, Kobe played a hell of a season.
Oh, no. Kobe was Kobe. He's one of the greats.
If you had Kobe in your fantasy basketball league, this was a year to have him. I mean, every year is a year to have him, but he just... I mean, there was even those three games where he did like double digit assists and everybody went fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
He can do that. He can absolutely do that. He just
clearly he can. Doesn't mean,
but it's not in his DNA. Every game in and game out.
But not even every game in and game out. It's not even like
MJM is your Roy.
It's not even like game in game out. It's like he couldn't prolong. Like I can't even see him doing that one game a week. Like hey, you got three games this week. One game you want to do a lot of passing?
Nah. Yeah.
I'm right. I
you know, pass. That whole Dwight and Kobe marriage can't work. You know, Dwight's a clown. Kobe's an assassin.
An asshole.
You know?
Shaq knew that, I think, with telling him that he just couldn't handle it in Los Angeles, especially with Kobe.
Yeah. I don't think that he could. I don't think it was so much Los Angeles as it was Kobe. I mean, you know, my sources, which is Yahoo and everybody else on Twitter. I really don't think that he had, like, it's not about LA to me. People are like, oh, he couldn't handle being following, you know, all the great centers in LA. I'm like, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it's the fucking fact that you have an asshole that the franchise is clearly more.
Well, it's interesting. It's easy. No one ever leaves.
I think
leaves,
it's a little bit of both, though.
No one ever leaves the Lakers. And
Dwight
left the Lakers. There's a reason for it. Not, you know, it. And I particularly agree with you that it's more Kobe than
I don't think it had anything to do with the Lakers. I don't think it had anything to do with the aura, with the, oh, I got to follow these guys. Like, that's, if it did, then he's a bigger
pitch. Don't get me wrong.
Houston
has a really good future, much better right now than Los Angeles. They have James Harden. Fear the beard.
That guy's a beard. That guy's a beast. I was going to say beard. That guy's a beast.
He has a beastly beard, too.
Beast. I love James Harden. I even liked him when they played against the Heat. And I mean, that's
Harden. Yeah, he's good.
They have
borderline
draft picks, first round picks. They got cap ready to go for the next couple of years. So they're in much better shape than a lot of contenders are right now.
Well, I also think the Lakers hired the worst coach they can possibly hire for an old team and Dwight Howard. You know, D'Antoni thought that he had the Phoenix Suns of his old team, you know, where Nash was super young. They had a running forward / center in Amari. You know, they had shooters and Barbosa and whoever it was. This team is the Lakers were the oldest team in the league, and, you know, other than the Knicks. But, you know, you can't. I think Phil Jackson is there. Dwight has more of a chance to stay.
If it wasn't for Phil, else would you have coaching if it wasn't for Phil? Let's say, because obviously there's fucking tension
Dan
with
Van
Phil.
Gundy.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Especially
but
now,
you can't
since
have Stan, because he just got out. He didn't like him in Orlando.
Well, they're friends. They've patched up, apparently.
Yeah.
He's been talking all good stuff about Dwight and vice versa.
On the radio, yeah. I've heard the same thing.
So it isn't like their relationship has been tarnished or anything like that.
I just, Stan's great. I love
it. I just think the Lakers are overrated, period.
Yeah. Fucking,
you know, I heard on
the
radio.
Let's go back to this. Hold on. You saying the Lakers are overrated. You said it and you gave this face of like, oops. But in reality, is there a bigger, let's go define the word overrated. Overrated doesn't mean bad, even though the Lakers were a bad team this year. Overrated just means not living up to potential, or more people give them credit or give them more credit than they deserve. And I think that the Lakers' prestige and fucking aura.
That's the case. And then to me, the most overrated franchise in NBA is the New York Knicks.
Oh, no, that goes off.
They've only won one or two championships, and they have the biggest fan base in all of sports, period. Except maybe the Yankees or something. All
right, so we're going to get into, I was going to hold off on this, but let's get into this now. I was going to do the Mount Rushmores of hated franchises.
Oof, it's going to be easy.
And then you touched on a couple, you've mentioned a couple teams that I think could easily be on there. Not necessarily on my list, but I want to hear, first of all, what makes a overrated franchise, or a hated franchise, not overrated, I'm sorry, hated franchise.
Rivalry.
Rivalry to who, though?
To your fan team.
That's one of the reasons. There's many.
What's the other ones? I think fan base and winning to me are the two major ones. You can't be hated if you're the Browns.
Oh, no. Unless you're the Ravens. you know,
even the Ravens. Do the Ravens?
No, really, but what I'm saying is that, like, yeah, rivalry. That's, you know, that's a rivalry that lands under the rivalry. But really, can you really hate the Browns?
Yeah, as you a know? Even a, well, you I guess Browns, a, yeah.
Can you hate the Kansas City Royals?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can't.
So it has to be, you know, you have to have talent. You have to be good. And I think, to me, the fan base, I think that's what generates, to me, hatred comes more from the fan base. There's a few individual players in all of sports that really get me to go, fuck that guy. But I think the fan base makes me say, fuck that team more than anything else. I think it's a fan base.
Well, that's a reason. That's kind of a one of the reasons the national media and the nation don't like the Miami Heat, because they think us as Miami Heat fans are, you know, uneducated and bandwagon fans and fans. You know, whatever it is. They're,
I'm hearing all solid points. I'm hearing
no, of course. You know, half the people that went to La Carreta to celebrate.
Why
maybe,
La Carreta?
Maybe
why?
Watch.
That's like urban legend.
Who the fuck?
You know, maybe they watched 10 games during the season.
What killed us was game 6 when all those motherfuckers just left the stadium. That really killed it.
Yeah.
And even worse, fucking ESPN playing that shit over and over and over.
Yeah.
But what bothers me about that whole, well, we'll get there. All right, let's go back to the Mount Rushmore. So, all right. So who's your number four, I guess, would be of most hated sports franchises of all sports?
I'll start off. Okay. I'm going to start off with baseball, and I'm going to pick the New York Mets.
The Mets actually made, we're going to make my list.
And I'll tell you a quick story why. This is like earlier mid-90s. I go to New York with an old girlfriend of mine, and I meet one of her friends, super die-hard Mets fan, talking about the Mets, super hyper about the Mets.
Puerto Rican, okay.
He was actually Irish. Close enough, I guess.
So
he asked me, oh,
Kevin James,
what's your team?
Doug Heffernan.
What's your favorite team? Oh, the Marlins. There's actually Marlins fans still around.
Right.
You know, that shit pissed me the fuck off. So from then, I've always hated the Mets. Cocky.
Just that one dude?
That killed it for me.
Well, here's the reason
I don't mind the Mets too much.
Here's the reason why here's the reason why I hate the Mets. And they don't make my mountain, but they were an honorable mention. Here's the reason why I hate the Mets. It's because every fucking Marlins-Mets game becomes a Mets game.
Yeah.
Is that a Marlins game? And that part alone doesn't bother me. It's the fucking fans and what they say. Like, I am a huge supporter of...
I mean, they haven't done shit since, what, 86? And yet they're the best.
And that's because the ball went under Buckner's, Buckner's legs.
I am a fan of rooting and supporting your team, right? Even if you're in my house, if you want to support and root for your team, I'm fine with that. I really am. I have no problem with that. If you think that rooting for your team involves talking shit about my team, that's wrong, in my opinion. I'm like, no, fuck you. This is my house. You could say go Mets till you're blue in the face, and you could cheer on individual players. But for you to go, fuck the Marlins. Marlins suck dick. That, to me, fucking aggravates me
that
to no end.
Yeah, that crosses the line.
But to me, what bothers me even more is that every time I would cheer for the Marlins, and I've been to games where the Marlins have won, I've been to games where the Mets have won, and I remember one Mets fan specifically going, like, you're welcome for filling up your stadium. And then to which my reply was,
typical.
You're welcome for the weather in which you fucking came down here for. Because you know you left New York. Why don't you go back to fucking New York?
Yeah, why don't you go back to New York?
Why don't you go back to New York? Oh, that's fucking weather. Those winters are crazy. Yeah, well, then you're welcome for the weather, asshole. Like, that's just insane. Which is, I mean, he had a point. He did fucking fill up a stadium.
I bet that Jew lives in Boca, right? And, you know, he doesn't leave.
That's
whatever, man.
That to me bothered me. But I understand why you hate the Mets. But this is the thing. To me, the factor of winning, they don't win enough to be most hated franchise. In my book, like that, we were going back to the winning, and you're absolutely right. What you mentioned, was it 86, whatever the fuck it was?
Yeah.
They haven't won enough. Like, that to me is one of the things where I'm like, whatever. You know, they haven't won at any level. It's not even like, oh, they got to the divisional playoffs, or it's that they got to the fucking World Series.
They did. They won, I think they won in 02.
Oh, yeah. Against the
Yankees, the Subway Series.
They got destroyed. So that's, to me, I'm like, you know, and all these years, you're irrelevant for a lot of years. Irrelevant by anybody's standards. If you don't make the playoffs, you're fucking irrelevant. You know what I mean? You could even make that. If there's a better argument for the Oakland A's, and you could be like, "Hey, we made it to the we made it."
Bobby Bonilla is there. Bobby Bonilla is still there. Bobby Bonilla is still their highest paid outfielder.
Bro, Bobby Bonilla is three teams' highest paid outfielders. It's fucking amazing. But that to me, I'm like, that's success to some extent. You know, even if you go, "Oh yeah, they got beat in the ALDS." 4 years in a row, 3 years in a row, whatever it was. All right, but that's some kind of success recently. They Mets have shit, so they don't make my list. Who's your ace? Who's your
my fourth or
yeah, whatever you're right.
Well, to me, then the Mets are not even the most hated in their own city. I gotta go Yankees.
That's where I went. I went Yankees.
Yankees. And I just remember, you know, growing up and in the time they won. 3-4 in 5 years or whatever it was with Posada and Jeter and Mariano and Paul O'Neill, whatever. I just, they never died. They never, you know, you felt like you had them, your knee to the throat, and all of a sudden, Posada hits a double down the line and fist pumps and you know, it's like
Aaron Boone.
Aaron Boone,
watched that fucking game live.
Scott Boch is hitting a home run.
At one point during those four championships that they won, it was Mariano Rivera setting up for John Wendland.
Yes.
That was a disgusting bullpen right there.
Yeah.
But I personally don't hate them as much. I do hate their fans with a passion just as much as probably Mets fans. But I respect that franchise because I'm the total opposite. As we all are, we're all Marlins fans. And our ownership absolutely sucks.
Asterisk.
Yes. Exactly.
Not asterisk on the ownership sucking. Asterisk on the Marlins fan.
It's been difficult to be a Marlins fan, especially the last couple of years, especially this year.
This year. I think this year has been – this is the only year that I've ever felt embarrassed about being a Marlins fan.
I would love to have a Steinbrenner type owner, Dombrowski-type owner, even though we did, but he bolted. And we wouldn't have to. We wouldn't be worrying about this. You know, we should have a competitive team this year. But I can't hate the Yankees on that much. Their fans, well, you know, their fans, of course, they'll be on my Mount Rushmore. But team, I can't.
Quickly about the Marlins, I am pleasantly surprised the way that you know the young guys are playing and whatnot. But absolutely. You know what they did to us.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I am. It hurts me every win that they get because it means Benefice was that much closer to being right.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
It fucking bothers me. Like, that thought comes to mind every fucking game. When they win, I fist pump and they go, fuck. As I'm fist pumping, I go, fuck.
And that Toronto's not doing well either.
Yeah. The trade is looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Because Jose Reyes just came back from injury. JJ has now returned to his dominant self.
Yeah.
Burley, he's getting older, but both his contract and Reyes' contract is going to double next year.
I like Bird. The player that they traded that really irked me the most was Burley because he did well last year.
He did, but that's what's going to be.
Well, Reyes
wins. His wins didn't show up because the bats didn't show up.
Yeah,
that's not your fault.
But that player is going to look bad in year three on that contract. He's gonna be getting paid double next year.
But why? Why is he gonna look? You're saying automatically he's gonna look bad.
He's already fast.
Cesar Sabathia is fucking old. He's not.
He's 31, and he's still a top party of number one or number two top left-handed pitcher in the American League.
And the fattest.
And the fattest. Definitely.
He's huge.
That helps though. Yeah, that helps him. Look at David Wells.
Well, I don't know if it helps him.
Well,
you think fat helps? Then Bartolo Colon should be fucking.
Look at Bartolo Colon too.
Well, take away the roids.
He must still be on them because he's like 11-3 this season.
Of course, that's why everybody's saying that
he's throwing high 90s.
Everybody's saying that that guy's a roider. Give me a fucking break.
Of course,
you're gonna tell me you're gonna be awful for the last 2 years and then just gonna come back at that age and that weight? Fuck you. Roiding, dude. I'm not hating against you.
Speaking of roiding, nobody's getting suspended this year. It looks like everybody's gonna be suspended next year.
That's what I heard. Because of the appeals and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Well, a quick story about the Marlins. I was talking to my dad has had season tickets last year, and we were talking to Mike Hill, which is I think the president, player manager, management, or something like that. And my dad blatantly asked him, "Why would you trade Reyes? You know, no free agent's gonna want to come here, right?" And he just basically said his contract gets bloated towards the end of the contract, and by that time, we want to sign our monster in right field, which he was talking about, Stanton, right? And my dad, you know, told him to his face, said, then why did we give you a stadium? Yeah. If we can't sign two or three superstars, why did we give you a stadium? You know? And that opened my eyes because I was like, okay, now they're just taking, you know, obviously we knew they were already taking money because they did the trade, but you know, it's like,
I know the mayor got fired after that deal went down.
You know, and that whole thing messed up the whole Dolphin deal. It was a mess.
And to make matters even worse, Stan doesn't even want to sign with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, dad, there's no shot.
That's what I would have said if I was your dad. And he was like, oh, we want to keep our monster in the right field. And like, but you think he's going to want to stay that you got rid of Reyes? Why would he?
The moment everything was traded, he said it out. He tweeted out. He was pissed.
Yeah. And Ricky was pissed too. And obviously he got traded. And the other shoe's going to drop when Stanton wants a $150 million contract
He's going to look amazing in that Red Sox uniform.
Yeah. He's going to be another Hall of Famer.
I actually like the Red Sox.
I like the Red Sox, but their fans are pretty bad too.
Yeah, but I like the Red Sox because they hate the Yankees as much as I do. And I'm like,
I love the Red Sox, but their fans are getting kind of
stage. It's because they've won.
Yes.
When they were the lovable losers, you know, and they had won a series, and you know,
and they think they're on top of the world. They're Patriots fans as well. The
Cubs. That's
no, yeah. Now, but back before the Red Sox won, you know, now they've won a couple, but before they won that first one in 80 something years, it was the Red Sox with the lovable losers. Like, everybody was rooting for the Red Sox. You know, when Aaron Boone hit that fucking home run, everybody's like, oh my God, the curse of the Bambino, all that bullshit. Like, it's one of those. I don't even think the Cubs are the lovable losers anymore. I think they're just losers now. Pathetic. They go out drinking out hours of the night. They're fucking pathetic. That's the way they live.
Yeah, they don't do, you know.
All right, so the Yankees, I got the Yankees on my mountain as well as far as the most hated franchises, sports franchises. Who's your next pick, Marcos?
Number three, I have to go. It's any sport, right?
Yeah.
Any sport.
Except, I mean, if you talk about soccer, hockey. I'm just going to nod and go, okay, cool, moving on.
Yeah, you bring out Real Madrid, we're not going to have a conversation here. Right.
Yeah. You can pick any sport you want, technically, yes.
Yeah, New York Islanders now. Number three.
We're talking to the microphone. Let's do that.
Number three, I don't know. There's so many I fucking hate.
But, just go.
You got your number three?
Forget number three.
I'm going to go number one. Fuck it. Number one for me is the New York Knicks.
The Knicks.
I hate their fans. I hate their franchise, and I'm loving the fact that they're going to be relevant for the next five more years.
They'd be in my top four as well.
I have them. I had them as an honorable mention.
I hate their fans with a passion. They're the worst.
Well, they're the
biggest
fans.
Franchise and the most cocky motherfuckers.
I hate their fans. I give you that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. As a Heat fan, I am one of that. I'm that dude. When everybody's talking shit about the Bulls Heat rivalry, which there is, which I also participated in, and I also trashed the Bulls. To me, still. Is the fucking Heat, because I still remember Alonzo Mourning fucking doing the sissy slapping
with Larry Johnson
and fucking
and Van Gundy on his leg.
PJ Brown fucking under, you know, flipping over this dude. And I remember, so I still, every time, even 3 years ago when, you know, before they had Melo, I was like, I hate you still. Like, I just know, I don't like you at all. But they don't make my mountain because they suck. Because they haven't been relevant, Marcos. They haven't.
They're not relevant, but they're fans.
And they think
they're the greatest shit since sliced bread, man. Horrible joke, I know, but it's the truth.
And then now they draft Tim Hardaway Jr. just to stick it in us.
You know, bitch.
Now Tim Hardaway's he's working for the Heat. And he, you know, it's bittersweet for him. You know, whatever. But
he said it himself. He was happy for his son. But he hates, you know, he hates the Knicks.
Yeah.
But what are he? It's a large homosexual population in New York. He hates all gays. We all know. We all know Timmy. He got fucking therapy. Fuck you. I love Tim Hardaway. He was the first celebrity that I ever saw in person. And I remember, like, we were starstruck. We had all gone out to the beach to do one of those. Let's walk around the beach.
I remember that night.
Let's walk around the beach. And everybody goes, oh, man, look, that's cool. And then they kept on walking. And he was with Jawan Howard, I want to say. Who the fuck was he?
I think it was Juwan Howard.
I want to say he was with Juwan Howard. Back when Juwan Howard, all right.
Was supposed playing. To be a Miami Heat yeah. guy, and then all of a sudden.
For like the first week, he signed, and then, oh, wait a minute.
Thank you, NBA.
and then I remember I went up to him and talked to him, and I go, I'm sorry to interrupt you. And I gave Juwan Howard a fucking stripper wave where I just, get away from me. I'm talking to Tim Hardaway. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm such a huge fan. Thank you very much, whatever. And, of course, all the guys came back, and they all took my fucking thunder. I'm like, no, you assholes, I was the one that talked to him. And I ran into him a couple more times. One time at the Marlins, when the Marlins played the Cubs in the NLDS. And I remember he had a Cubs shirt, and he was eating a fucking ice cream cone. And I go, Timmy, you're killing me. And he goes, I'm from Chicago. I go, no, yeah. I know, man. I can't blame you. But
he's a good dude.
Yeah.
Other than not liking gay people. Homosexuals, but
not in sports, just not in the locker room.
He's a big, but we love him.
But he didn't say he doesn't like gay guys in general. Just not in the locker room.
Okay, so
which is understandable.
Imagine Jason Collins and him were teammates.
Jesus.
Or Chris Bosh?
Well,
Chris Tommy. Bosh. Chris
Tommy. Tommy.
How convenient that guy comes out, Jason Collins, at the end of his career, trying to get his last contract, because now he gets his token contract. Yeah. You know, now the team doesn't want
to. Who signed him?
No, he's
still out there, I think.
I don't think he's been signed, but you know, really? now a team doesn't sign him, and what is the media going to say? Oh, you know, they don't like.
He's like the opposite of Tim Tebow.
Why is he the opposite?
Because Tim Tebow.
Well, they both suck.
Yeah, that too. But one sucks more than other.
One is good and holy, and the other one is not.
Oh, okay. So that was your Tim Hardaway moment.
So Tim,
I guess so.
Tim Tebow's not good and holy. All right. I didn't put the Knicks in there. The team that I have in there. So my team. Who have I mentioned so far?
You mentioned the Yankees.
The Yankees. I go with the Jets.
That's probably number two.
See, but you're just going for strictly Miami
and New York. Rivalries. He just hates New York.
Yeah, you just hate the whole fucking state. Do, the whole state.
Well, me too, because I got the Yankees, the Knicks, and the Jets.
I got the Yankees and Jets. Those are the two New Yorkers. I try to live in my New York hate. Yeah. I was like, let me live with this because I only got four spots. And that's why it was easy for me to cut the Knicks because they haven't
been relevant. I have some honorable mentions too, but don't get me wrong.
They haven't been relevant, the Knicks, so that's why I left them off. But to me, the fucking Jets, they've been to the playoffs in the last, you know, whatever.
AFC Championship game with Mark Sanchez a couple of times.
Yeah. So that to me is the biggest fucking circus. I mean, you, man, talk about if there's any one team as a whole that is like dancing in high praise to fucking Aaron Hernandez, it's the fucking Jets. Because the Aaron Hernandez situation and the everybody getting drunk with the fucking Patriots situation has gotten the attention away from the circus that is the fucking Jets.
That's true.
They're the fucking worst. I love the fact that Rex Ryan has shut his fat fucking mouth. I'm as a fat dude, it was bittersweet when he lost weight, and then when he gained it, I was like, yeah, ha ha, you fucking gained it back, you son of a bitch. And then I just fucking hate it. You know, he ran with the Bulls.
Yeah, and I heard about that.
Yeah, he ran with the Bulls last week in Papelona or whatever. He ran with the Bulls. It was like for 5 seconds.
Who gives a shit about that, man? He has a Mark Sanchez tattoo.
No, he has a tattoo of his wife with a Mark Sanchez jersey.
That's true.
Right,
jersey. You're absolutely right. And he has a foot fetish.
Wasn't she a mermaid? Wasn't she a mermaid in the tattoo?
I think she was.
Like, all right. So both of these things are fantasies. Both of these things are awful on your fucking arm. He has a foot fetish. How did the foot fetish thing come about? I never paid attention to that. Somebody keeps saying the foot fetish.
He took Rex Ryan does.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
He took a picture of his wife's feet or something like that and tweeted it or something like that. I forgot. Wow. It was a couple years ago.
So disgusting.
Made the news. It must have been a slow day.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I was like, oh, you know, they're thanking the Lord for Aaron Hernandez. Like, oh, thank God he killed those two people.
Yeah, we need a tight end. Yeah. Oakland may put in a waiver claim too.
Most likely.
Oh, God, they're awful.
I already offered a trade request to the owner of Aaron Hernandez, but I'm waiting a reply.
The Jets to me are up there as well. You know, their fans are obnoxious. They, you know, they think Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame for one thing, and that's predicting a Super Bowl win, and he has more interceptions than touchdowns in his career.
That's the epitome of overrated right there.
Yes. I think I
like Joe Namath.
I saw a documentary on Joe Namath, so I'm really impartial to Joe Namath. He could fucking sling the ball. He was like the gunslinger. I don't care about interceptions to me. To me, that's, I'm a fan of Brett Favre. I don't give a fuck. That guy was like, if you have the balls.
He's in the Hall of Fame because he guaranteed a Super Bowl.
His stats were good. If you don't look at his stats were good. If you don't look at the ratio of touchdowns, and that's the only one that's bad, the interceptions. He has a lot of interceptions. But when you talk about touchdowns, when you talk about taking over a game, that was his problem in the beginning of his career, where he was like, I don't need a running back. He was like, I need you to block, son. And he kept on throwing. But I like guns. To me, I know as a Niner fan, this sounds ridiculous, but to me, I'd rather a gunslinger than a timid 5-yard passer that we had in Alex Smith for fucking 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So that I'm like, I appreciate
it. You can't blame Alex Smith though for having such a like 75 offensive coordinators in 75 years.
I get it. I understand. I'm not. I never really blamed him, but I do say would think about it this way, and it's hard. It's impossible.
I'm an Alex Smith fan.
I like Alex Smith now. The last two years as a Niner, he did well for us. Under the tutelage of the fucking man. But I don't, the first 3 years, he didn't show me anything where he didn't show me a fucking fight. He didn't show me the game is on the line. Let me go fucking take it down. Granted, yes, he had different offensive coordinators and he didn't really have the wide receivers. And then he got sacked a lot. All right. I give you all of that. But
David Carr was a tremendous prospect. And look how he turned out.
He got sacked.
He got sacked how many times every single game. Your psyche is going to be destroyed if that happens to you.
Yeah, but Alex Smith didn't get sacked that much. Yeah, I mean, you're going from one extreme to the other. He wasn't the best protected quarterback in the league, but he wasn't the worst protected quarterback in the league either. Any of his years, he was never the most sacked quarterback. Every year, he was at the bottom of the fucking
list. I'll give you this. Was he number one overall pick worthy? Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. Especially when you got Aaron Rodgers in that draft class and Big Ben, I believe.
I don't care about Big Ben. I really don't care about Big Ben. I don't.
Well, I think Big Ben is he's
Hall of Fame quarterback.
Whatever.
You think he's a Hall of Famer right now? He retires right now, Hall of Fame?
Well, he's got two rings, I guess, and he has a memorable play in the Super Bowl. But he won.
You hands down, Marcos. You're hands down.
I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He has to.
I know right now. If he retires right now, I know he's going to be. Yeah. Because he still has 6 years left in him. And then
He's only 30 years old, so he can still. Yeah, like you say, he could play five, seven years.
Right. I said six, but it's fine. All right. But you're saying right now, if he retired right now, without dying, He would get a.
Terrell Davis is probably going to be in the Hall. If he's not already, I'm not sure.
No, he's not in, and I don't think he'll get in.
And he had probably the best seasons. Two or three seasons of all time as a running back.
But I don't think
one of those
is going to be in. But that running backs is different than quarterbacks, I think, because running backs, the game doesn't depend on you. Quarterback, the game depends on you.
Well, running back, to get in the Hall of Fame is pure numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, quarterback, if you win a Super Bowl, or two,
he's gonna win, he says, his rookie season.
You know, you got a good chance, unless you're Brad Johnson or Trent Dilfer or whatever that just doesn't have the career resume, right? But he, you know, Big Ben does have two Super Bowls and the career resume. Although I think their first Super Bowl, he had very little to do with that.
That's still gonna,
you know, that was Jerome Bettis, and defense. You know, And they played the Seahawks, which the refs didn't want the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl that year.
Or Neil Donald.
You mean Goodell.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Tagliabue.
Oh, it was Tagliabue
at the time? I think it was Tagliabue at the time.
Has he been... that feels like it just happened. That Super Bowl... Honestly, that Super Bowl was like, that was like 3 years ago. I know it wasn't, but it just feels that way. And it doesn't feel like Tagliabue was...
The one against Arizona, he showed up. You know, Arizona had the big play with Fitzgerald, whatever, and he brought him down.
Warner.
He brought him down the field, and he threw
I wanted Kirk to win that one. I'm saying Kirk because I know I'm on a first-name basis.
Yeah, he threw a perfect pass to Santonio Holmes, and he was... Man, what a catch.
You think that's the greatest catch in Super Bowl history?
Well, there's tough ones. Obviously, there's Santonio Holmes. There's David Tyree.
David Tyree was pretty was up there.
David Tyree, I think, is the greatest catch. The only reason I would say
there's the other Steeler great. What was his name that Bradshaw threw that pass?
Oh, that was the immaculate pass.
No, but that, the immaculate interception. But that reception. Was the Super Bowl.
That was Super Bowl.
No, that was the playoffs. It? No, that was the end. That was the
Lin Swan, the one Lin Swan down the line.
Yeah, that was the divisional playoffs. Oh, okay. I was to get to the Super Bowl.
And then obviously the Dwight Clark one wasn't in the Super Bowl. That was in the NFC Championship game. Right.
That was Niners versus Cowboys.
Dallas to face the Dolphins in the Super Bowl.
All right, so I got Jets and Yankees so far on the Mount Rushmore of hated franchises.
Jets was one of mine too.
So you got all of New York.
All of New York.
Just save that. All of New York. Yeah. Hey, so what do you got else you got? What's your list so far?
The Yankees and the Jets and the Knicks.
So going too. You're the same as you guys. So instead of Mets, you got Yankees.
Yes.
And that's it. That's the only difference between your
yes.
Two. Okay.
And then I guess my fourth, you know, I'm a Heat fan. I know they're probably the most hated, one of the most hated.
That's all.
You know, I don't want to say that I hate, you know, obviously I'm a Heat fan, but obviously the Heat has to be put in that. But, you know, it's tough. Maybe
I'm going Lakers,
the Bulls
I'm going
or the Celtics. The Celtics, you I'm sorry. Celtics Boston.
Hated?
Boston Fact. Celtics. To me.
I'm not saying which one do you hate the most. Which is the most hated fan?
Oh, then out of the four right now, out of the it gotta be the Miami Heat then.
I put the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. Miami are the most hated franchise in all sports.
I put the Lakers in there because the Lakers are those people who, if you don't like them, then you're a Laker hater. And I put the Lakers in there because they fucking ate it this year. They had the pieces and they just ate a fucking fat cock. You want to talk about under? You got swept in the first round.
That cock was that 12 inch?
It was a
Godzilla's.
Godzilla's cock. You fucking schmucks. I swear to God. There's something about the Lakers. I remember one time when the Lakers were good. Remember, it's hard to remember that far back, but I remember one time.
Refresh my memory.
When the Lakers are good, somebody asked me, I go, man, I fucking hate Kobe. And somebody goes, why? Because he's good. And I couldn't think of anything else. And I go, yeah. Yeah, I fucking hate Kobe because he's good. Fuck that guy. I just hate him. And then he does shit like he runs fucking Kobe out of town. He runs fucking Dwight out of town. And then he unfollows Dwight on Twitter the day after he announced he's going to Houston. He's just a bitch. Like, I just fucking hate Kobe. I love him for his work ethic, his competitiveness. All that being said, those things that make him great are what make him an asshole. Like, to be honest with you, I was too young to realize this, and the world wasn't what it was now, as far as social media is concerned, but when Jordan's a fucking dick,
yeah, he was an awesome.
Yeah,
he was
he's an a
asshole.
Big dick,
dude. He
bro.
Fucking punches his teammates in the face. Who the fuck does that, bro? You gotta be kidding me. Great, he won six championships, but you're an asshole. But
Pippen's still a bitch because he wanted Jordan to be.
But you know what? This is what I don't understand. Jordan gets all the love. Kobe get all the love. They are bona fide dicks.
Well, Kobe's gone up and down. Kobe's got, and as far as the media is concerned, you rape a girl, we don't like you.
Yeah.
You win another ring? Hey, whatever. She probably wanted it anyways.
But then,
he was begging for it.
On the other side of the spectrum, Barry Bonds was, we all know that he's been a dick and whatever. And everybody hates the guy. I don't understand. And then,
he's absolutely the best right-handed or
that's
best
not racism.
Right-handed.
That's not I'm racism. Sorry.
Yeah, because
why is that racism? Michael Jordan is black.
No,
Kobe Bryant is black.
Baseball is different. It's
and then
no,
you got
America's pastime.
Here's the reason why
Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig.
I get him.
Joe DiMaggio.
I get it.
Those are white players.
Right.
Dominant white players. Then here comes a guy who
look at Pugh.
Cheated.
Look at Pugh.
Puig.
Whatever. Fucking.
I hate Pugh's in my mouth.
Yeah. Look at Pugh. Whatever the fucking guy's name is. What kind of name is? Whatever. Puig. Look at him. He's fucking. He's black and Hispanic. He's a double fucking negative to a white America.
Different.
And everybody loves that.
And everybody's trying to take him down.
Nobody's trying to take him. He's taking himself down. What the fuck is wrong with him? He doesn't listen to good advice by a fucking Hall of Famer. Get the fuck out of here, man. You can't do what you're doing. And I get it. He plays competitive. He plays, but you can't.
He came from nothing.
You can't be cocky. the fuck out of here. You can't be that level. Like, you could be cocky on the field, but that whole shit about when somebody's
Luis
trying
Gonzalez.
To... Yeah, Luis Gonzalez trying to, you know, give him advice. Another fucking fellow
that
Cuban.
That was like, real bad.
Yeah. So then that's not... And that's bad. Not America trying to take him, you know, trying to take him down. Everybody loves him. Everybody wanted to be in the All-Star game, but that has nothing to do with racism, in my opinion. The difference
between... No, that was Puig. I'm talking about with Barry Bonds.
That's why I'm disproving Barry Bonds' theory with Puig. But I can tell you the reason I feel the difference between Barry Bonds and Michael Jordan is that Michael Jordan won. Bottom line. If fucking Barry Bonds would have won at least one World Series, that hate would have fucking died down, man. Look what happened with LeBron James. LeBron James, everybody fucking hates him. He wins a fucking championship.
Everybody hates him because he went to the Miami. He did the decision.
Yes, I understand.
If he would have never left Cleveland and you've been losing this whole time, everybody would be kissing his ass.
Right. I understand. But when he left and he went to Miami in the fashion that he went to Miami, everybody hated him, which I don't understand why, but all right. So everybody hates him. He won, the hate went down. He won again, the hate went even lower. Are the Heat the fucking most hated franchise in sports right now?
Yes.
They make my fucking mountain for the most hated. I'm a Heat fan. I don't hate them, but they are the most hated fucking franchise in sports. But winning fucking calms that down. Barry Bonds would have won a World Series, man. That's a different ballgame.
Okay, but let's talk about... We talked about Jordan being a dick, Barry Bonds being a dick, whatever. We got A-Rod that's...
Fake.
He's
not a dick, but he's fake.
Okay.
You know what? It's almost like he's a robot and the fucking robot's
being programmed. But Derek Jeter's the same way.
Derek Jeter is
because they're way better than A-Rod.
Yeah. You know what? The difference between A-Rod and Jeter is that Jeter has a better acting coach.
Probably.
Bottom line, he has a better fucking PR guy teaching him.
Hire him.
Yeah, he has a better PR guy. He has a better acting coach to fucking go, hey, this is what you're going to say. He probably practices in the mirror. He probably doesn't have the fucking, the ego not to practice. I'm telling you, look, we've all seen Bull Durham when he goes, oh, you got to practice these cliche things to say to reporters. It's one win at a time. I got to thank my teammates, blah, 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 all that bullshit. Jeter pulls it off. We believe it when he says it.
Because you hear both getting interviewed and they both say absolutely nothing with 1,000 words, you know, and one gets ridiculed. And this was even before the whole steroid thing with A-Rod. Once he became a Yankee, it was...
I don't even think it was that. Once he signed that $250 million contract, I think that's when he started.
Because and I feel bad for that guy because who's not going to fucking sign that?
Of course.
He's going to be like, oh, come on, guys. That's ridiculous. I'll take $100 million.
I mean,
be fine.
And he deserves it because of all the money that he makes for the teams. I mean, look at LeBron James. I'm sure that guy, he could be making $50 to $70 million a year.
Well, LeBron James came out in the interview last year where he said
$15 million.
Where he said, LeBron James came out in the interview last year where he said, I'm not making the amount of money that I'm worth, but I can't. He said there's no way. Even
CBA.
And he literally said, even at a player max, I still wouldn't be making the money that I'm worth.
Yeah.
And that's cocky. That's hashtag cocky Heat player through the fucking nose. But it's true. Like, you can't. It's, to me, I think those guys, that's why I don't understand the hatred that the Heat have. I don't understand that. Because unlike baseball, there's a luxury tax.
Well, they
fucking side. You have everybody points to the fucking whole party that everybody had.
Yeah.
When it came to celebration, when he was like, not
but everyone
not
took
to
a discount to come here. Everyone.
Yeah. Everybody took a discount to come here. Everybody, you take, you, that's, is that not fucking, is that not?
Yeah.
Us?
They showed unselfish, you know, they
rarity,
were unselfish.
It's jealousy, man. That's all
right.
It is.
And then, and then everybody points to the whole not two, not three, like that whole event. And I'm like, that's a fucking a pep rally.
Heat fans, not for everybody else, for anybody else, just for us.
Well, at the end of the day, what's happening is these the national media, for the most part, is from the Northeast.
Rest in peace,
right? So the Northeast, they kind of have this complex that they deserve LeBron James. If you're a Knicks fan, you deserve LeBron James. If you're a Boston fan, you deserve, and us that we started in 1988, you know, we don't deserve, you know, LeBron, the greatest player on the planet, probably the greatest player of all time when it's all said and done, you know, And that's all it is. Stephen A., Skip Bayless, whoever it is, they're from the Northeast, and they have a stigma that they think that they deserve it.
Well, that's why I hate the Knicks, is because they have that aura of like, oh, we deserve it because we're the Knicks. Like, you because are...
It's a city of the mecca of basketball. Yeah. You know, that they have, it's like you said, they have.
But that phrase bothers me too, the mecca of basketball. Why? The greatest player on the fucking planet didn't
from Ohio.
It's from Ohio. Give me a fucking break. And you want to talk about the second best player in the fucking world? Where did Durant come from? Was it New York?
No. And Jordan, Jordan didn't come from
North Carolina. Yeah. Fucking Kobe from Philadelphia. Well, fucking Wade from Chicago, Rose from Chicago. Who the fuck do you got? New York?
Stephon Marbury.
Stephon Marbury? The fuck out of here. Amari Stoudemire?
Carmelo.
Yeah.
He's from Baltimore.
Fuck out of here. Like, that's, to me, the mecca.
Skip to Malou.
The mecca of basketball, former Heat great. Rest in peace.
Skip to Malou.
I just don't understand why people go, oh, New York is the mecca. But why? Why? Because in the 70s, you were fucking great? All right.
Yeah.
Touché. Cool. It's 2013 now, motherfucker.
Rucker Park, I guess. I don't know. I really don't get it. I don't get it.
All right. Anyway, so whatever. So I put the Lakers on my fucking mountain and I put the Heat. They made my mountain. They're the fucking most hated fans.
I'm with you. Obviously, I'm a Heat fan. I don't hate them. But they got to be up there if we're talking about, you know, worldwide, the world.
Worldwide, yeah.
Worldwide.
Miami's number
one. Honorable mention to me. And this is this goes on the underrated category is the fucking Cowboys. I fucking hate them.
Well, I think there's either you love them or you hate them.
But you don't That's love them. If you're not from Dallas, the only reason you love them is because they were the only fucking team on television.
Yeah, they're American team.
But that you could make the same argument in that case for the Yankees, for the Lakers, because those are the prominent teams for their respective sports.
But the Lakers and the Yankees didn't coin themselves. That's like giving your own fucking nickname America's team.
Yeah.
And the only reason why they were America's team is because the fucking owner had enough money to fucking broadcast them on national television before there was SportsCenter, before there was 1,000 games on TV. And they were the only fucking champ. They were the only team that was broadcast everywhere nationally. So he called them America's team because it's played everywhere in America. Everybody in America can see the fucking Cowboys. So if you're not from Dallas, you're not a real fucking Cowboy fan. Go fuck yourself. Right, and then what bothers me is that they've won one playoff fucking game in the last decade, and everybody fucking puts them up there in the top three or four teams to make it to the Super Bowl every fucking year. Why? Why? You got a fucking quarterback that chokes like
that's yellow, amarillo to the max.
That guy chokes on every game. The game is on the line. He chokes like a fucking porn star on a cock. It's awful. It's almost last year. There was one game, and I think it was against Washington, where he had the ball. He was down by a couple or whatever. He was down, not a couple of touchdowns. He was down by like maybe four, and he had the ball. And he was driving, and I was literally, I'm not exaggerating, bro. I was literally on the fucking verge. I was typing the tweet. All right, Romo, here's your time to throw an interception, and he fucking throws it before.
Is that the game he threw five?
That's Chicago. That was Chicago. But I was like, what the fuck? Like, literally, you couldn't even wait for me to send this tweet for you to do that, you dickhead. The guy is, to me, one of the most overrated players. To me, I think he's the overrated.
Probably the most overrated player in the league right now.
I wouldn't go so far.
You wouldn't go, who do you think is more overrated?
I have to think about it, but a quarterback that throws over 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns every year, can do it consistently every year. That's not overrated.
But he also throws 25 interceptions.
Is he a choke? Is he a choker? Yes,
he's a choke artist. He's even worse than Joe Namath.
But that's the number one.
No.
Yeah, but we're talking about right now.
Right now, Joe Namath in the league.
Joe Namath did not have the reputation of being a choke artist. Like fucking. And Tony Romo was not like his third or fourth season. He's been in the fucking league for almost 10 years.
He's been there a long time.
So what the fuck?
Jay Cutler, maybe?
Possibly. Jay Cutler. Matthew Stafford.
Jay Cutler's won more playoff games than Tony Romo.
Has Tony even won one?
He's won one. Literally one. This is 2 years ago. One in 10 years.
Your boy Tim Tebow has just as many.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tim Tebow has won the same amount of playoff games than fucking Tony Romo. So you're going to tell me.
And Romo's been like almost every season.
Every season. You know? What the fuck? So, whatever.
But the bad snap one, you know, I guess.
That's his, too.
That's his, I guess. That's his
move, too. Like, that, to me, is
so one hopper, no?
And so then him crying. God bless. That was one of the greatest scenes ever when he's fucking just there crying in the fucking field. And I think the other one, and I don't watch college sports, and nobody mentioned college sports, and I'm surprised you guys didn't mention college sports as far as hated franchises. But I don't watch college sports, but I think, again, it goes with the with the overratedness of it, is Notre Dame.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Once you said college, nobody mentioned college sports, Notre Dame popped in, was the first team that popped in my head. I hate the Gators. I hate the Seminoles, whatever it is, but Notre Dame is...
To me,
you either love them or you hate them.
But why? Like I because I'm able to objectively step back because I'm not a college anything fan, right? I'm not a fan of college itself. Fuck that. But I don't like standing back. I'm able to look at the allure and be like, oh wow, the gold and green. Yeah, that's
they have
cool.
A rich history, but they haven't had any like any. They haven't been real contenders since what?
Is that they also this the common theme in all this is that. The franchises and the fans think they deserve something
because they've been around. They have an early winning history.
But I just hate the fucking. The Notre Dame thing to me, and I'm a casual observer, and I see a kid that fucking died because he was filming a fucking practice in high winds. Let's sweep that under the rug.
That never happened.
Wasn't there a girl that killed herself? Because she got raped by one of the football players, and then she killed herself because of the rape in Notre Dame.
That never came out.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was when the whole Manti Te'o thing came out.
Oh shit!
That girl got raped or gangbanged or whatever, and then she killed herself under the rug.
I don't remember reading that. Probably because of the Manti Te'o overtook it.
Yeah.
Why don't you be more prepared next week?
And then
my fault.
So those are my goals: Jets, Yankees, Lakers, Heat, and then honorable mention to Notre Dame and the Cowboys. Fuck those teams.
Well, if we're gonna go college as well, the Miami Hurricanes got to be one of the most hated programs in the country. The Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, but they're irrelevant.
They've been irrelevant lately, but you know, in the 80s and the 90s,
a long time.
Not like Notre Dame, long time, like 20-30 years. But I would say like what. Less than a decade? Irrelevant?
No, not less than a decade. When was the last time they went to a bowl game?
Mid-2000s?
A relevant bowl game.
Right. I mean one of the 72 bowl games. 72 bowl games in 40 days. Fuck you. That's not a bowl game. Suck a dick.
The Conquest Bowl.
I don't the fuck out of here.
It's a PB Mixer Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fucking Things Remembered Bowl. I don't give a fuck about Things Remembered. A relevant bowl. When was the last time they went to a relevant bowl?
Probably
when McGahee went.
Yes, but I guess that one was the Fiesta Bowl 2002, 2003.
Yeah, so a decade.
The Fiasco Bowl is what I call it.
But that was before. Because they won the championship after that, no?
That was a chance to repeat.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're the fucking Hurricane fan of this.
That's true. I never said I was the number one.
But yeah, that team that you know,
but
that
they're going to be good this year, especially with
You know what I like?
Maybe Morris.
You know, I'm not a big Hurricane fan, so I'll take your word for it. What's your scouting report on the Hurricanes, Marcos? Marcos, give us your. This is a segment I want to do every week.
They're going to be top 15 ranked by the end of the year.
I agree. You
got
to give me.
They got the best running back.
You got to give me the Marcos M fucking.
All right. Well, as I wrote down in my notes, I don't know if anybody else brought notes.
No, I just been looking at my phone for the fucking.
I don't know what you're doing there.
Mm-hmm. I just wing it.
Our quarterback, he just finished the Peyton Manning camp.
Oh, the one Johnny Football got kicked out of.
Where he got drunk because
he said on ESPN that he didn't get drunk. Did you hear?
Didn't get kicked out either.
Yeah, he's saying that he admitted to oversleeping. Yeah.
After that camp was over, the UM quarterback Stephen Morris, he was proclaimed by one prominent scout that he was the best quarterback that was at that camp.
I heard him on the radio today.
And he's one of the top 30 QBs on the list for the Davey O'Brien trophy, which is for the best QB in college football.
But that seems rather like you said top 30 like that.
Well, there's 120.
There's like a lot of teams, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of schools.
That's the reason why I can't fucking be into college sports. I'm like, there's no playoff system, and then you have
Well, that's coming. I think next year, not this season, but next season.
I heard something about top 14 playoff system.
Yeah,
it should be at least just like
64.
I don't know about that.
No, I think top four is fine. One plays four, two plays three, and that's it.
I'd rather be eight, at least. To me, the eight is a minimum. I think because that's a real playoff system.
64 shit. But the
no, that don't ever
I cannot happen. Watch college basketball.
Well, I don't like college basketball unless it's the March Madness.
I don't like college basketball unless it's the
Elite Eight.
The Final Four, Elite Eight. Like, I got to get down to those teams, then I'll start picking a team.
Yeah.
I don't give a flying banana about fucking some Mickey Bean team over there in fucking middle of nowhere. Go fuck yourself. A couple of things I want to talk about. It's a little bit of old news now, but Djokovic won Wimbledon, which was the first.
No, he didn't. Andy Murray.
The reason I had Djokovic in my notes is because he had a pop collar during a speech. Like, he was giving his speech and he had a pop collar, and I was like, I'm glad you lost. Because you're a fucking douchebag. Get the fuck. It's 2013. You were having a fucking cock. You pop your collar, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. What a
shit. And you lost.
Yeah. You go, what are you popping your collar at, bro? You fucking lost? Like, you just,
I love that tennis makes you, if you're the loser, you still got to stand out there and get a damn trophy that you don't care about because you lost. You know?
Well, yeah, you got to accept money. You got to be like, hey, here's, you know what? There's
bread, though. Let me,
you know what? There's nothing worse, though. And I know that we mentioned hockey earlier, and I know that we've already fulfilled our quota, but there's nothing worse than what they do to the Olympic hockey team. The moment they fucking win, the loser's got to stay on the fucking ice and watch these motherfuckers get their gold medal. It's like, hey, bro, that's fucking, like, immediately. It's not even, there's no, like, hey, you go to the locker room and then come back. Like, it's immediate. The fucking podium comes in. They fucking roll out that rug that's a mile long that everybody lines up on. And it's like, you're watching. You just lost. You haven't had time to digest it. Now here's your fucking other team win it. It's like the NBA Finals. Everybody goes, hey, you have, you know, 2 seconds of saying, you know, doing the congratulatory high fives and handshakes and hugs, and then you go to the locker room and you can fucking soak and cry there. Hockey, fucking gold medal. You're like, no, stick around. Wait till you see this shit.
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing. Wait till you hear a song that you've never heard of in your life. This is another fucking, it's another national anthem.
The Canadian or the Russian.
And then the other piece of old news, and by old I mean by today's standards, because this happened last week, but it's amazing, that Pippen beat up a guy outside of a sushi place.
Really?
Yeah, he beat the fuck out of this guy. He put him in.
Was that here in Miami?
No, it was in Nobu, in California.
Okay. And he thought he was Jordan or something?
He beat, apparently, from what was said, is that the guy asked him for our autograph, and he was drunk. Apparently, the guy asked him for an autograph, and he was drunk inside the restaurant. And he was like, hey, man, I'm kind of with my wife, you know, I'm with my family, whatever. I think it was with his wife and kid. I know for a fact he was with his wife, at least. And then outside the restaurant, the guy, you know, again, still drunk or more so, started cursing at him and then called him the N-word. And then Pippen fucking slugged him. And Pippen's big.
A little bit.
People don't realize how big Pippen is. But he fucked this guy up, hit him in the fucking face at least a couple times. The guy went to the hospital, and Pippen turned himself in. And now he's going to be charged with fucking a guy up. I think that's the official charge.
The guy come out with a knot on his forehead.
Yeah, like, that's a fucking huge ass knot that he has.
Nasty shit, bro.
Dude, what? Who elbowed him that had that?
I don't know. It was Zoe.
It was Zoe?
Zoe elbowed him. That shit was like this.
That shit looked like a.
For real, it was Zoe?
It was Zoe.
It looked like, I love Zoe even more now. He just climbed on my list of number one heat ever.
He looked like Rockman against Amanda Holyfield.
Yeah, he had that. It looked like a horn had been cut off. Like it was Hellboy that had fucking like just shaved down the fucking horn. He just looked awful. And I was like, ugh, that's how you bruise? Are you even human? That made me weird thing. Like, are you, like, I've never seen somebody bruise like
that. I've never seen a chichong like that.
A fucking chichong. Jesus. Yeah, so those are the stories that I wanted to talk about because they're a bit old, but Pippen fucking somebody up in the face. For saying the N-word. And that and Mike Miller was released yesterday by the Heat. Which frees up $16 million next year in luxury tax.
Crazy. This year and next year.
Well, $40 million over 2 years. So.
Well, that's the reason why I hate that move. For a couple of reasons. One, as a fan, you hate to see a guy that played his heart out. You hate to see a guy that was basically a mummy. and he fucking bandaged up, you know, and just limped out there and just kept shooting threes. You know, we wouldn't have won that the first championship without him, definitely. Probably the second one either, because in the he showed up in a few games there.
With one shoe.
With one shoe.
With one shoe.
So one that, shoe that part bothered me. But then the other part that bothers me is now there's fucking rumor. Now it leads way to a rumor that either the Lakers or the Cavs will pick him up because they want to be able to get LeBron next year. And that, and it's, as you know,
as just the beginning of the of the LeBron rumors.
Yeah.
So as much as I want to say,
started since 2010.
I as much as I want to say, like, no, LeBron will be back. Because initially, when they won the championship, I'm like, for a fact, he's coming back now. But then now this leaves little, you know, little door open for like, oh, that, you know, oh, because he asked for Miller to come here, so now he got to be out there. There was a report on ESPN today. There was an article that came out about, you know, LeBron going over to the Lakers.
With Melo.
And
Kobe for that, man.
And Kobe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of rapists, did you know that did you know that he's selling his memorabilia? His parents
Who, Kobe?
Kobe. I'm sure Melo raped a girl.
You gotta narrow it down. We're talking about Tyson here. Who are we talking about? You gotta narrow it down.
Obviously Kobe, the number one racist.
Right. Rapist. He said racist.
That too.
He is.
He's actually selling. You know how his mother was trying to sell his own memorabilia, like trophies and championship rings. Well, he's selling his mother's replicas. That's pretty bad.
His mother's replica
of his own championship rings.
And I guess he made replicas for his mom, and then his mom double crossed him, and he's double crossed.
He sued her to stop her not to sell his own shit.
And then he's selling it.
And now he's selling his mother's shit.
Get the fuck out of here. You're such a dick.
Yes.
What a fucking asshole.
Who would want to play with that shit?
Italians.
Such a dick. Is his mom Italian?
I don't know. He was raised in
Italy.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I know his dad. But I just, it bothers me where I'm like, same shit that O.J. Simpson is a fucking jail for that shit.
That's ridiculous.
Like that's, you just go to the fucking sports store and fucking buy it back and just sign it yourself. You fucking can sell a Sharpie. Well, you asshole.
He's been paying off lawyers for like the last.
Bro, you got the ultimate jail at a free card. I'd be living straight line, straight eggs, like what's his name, CM Punk.
Yeah, just. I would just literally, if I was him, I would just start autographing fucking shit and selling it on eBay.
Yeah, like P. Rose. Yeah. That's how P. Rose does.
That's how he makes his money. He's fucking, hey, they're doing a new Hall of Fame. Do you think that every guy's gonna ever get the fuck out of baseball? He's gonna get in the Hall?
No. Dead.
Once C-League retired, which will be after this year, probably.
You think
he'll be dead by the time?
You think the next guy will fucking bring in? Everybody shits on Sealing. I like Sealing. I don't find him. But I'm against the green guy. I know, but I don't fucking.
I actually think Stern's the best one out of all.
Stern.
Well, Tagliabue was number one.
Stern has had the easiest league to deal with
because he had Jordan and.
Well, not only that, but there's 12 players to a team as opposed to 52 players to a team, which the more players there are to a team, the more chances they're going to be fucking criminals.
And so, you know, the union isn't as tough as what C-League's, you know, the players union, MLB players union is like the number one union in
fucking ruthless,
all sports, yeah. You know, in all sports and all in the land. Fuck that. Yeah. You know, it's
those fucking builders unions are like, we got to get a union like this shit. This fucking guy's. Yeah, I think, but I like C-League. I like the rule. I don't know how you guys feel about the rule about the winner of the All-Star game gets home field advantage.
It's okay with me.
It gives it more competition.
I like
the
it.
Interleague. The interleague is, to me, is kind of blah.
I actually like what they did this year.
And
they split it up.
Oh, right? And there's an interleague game every night.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that takes away from the All-Star game. Because now we're seeing every night, you know, Mike Trout go against, Matt Harvey or whatever, you know. And then, you know, it's always been All-Star game. We see those guys face each other one time during the season. You know, yeah, and then now
I don't mind the interleague. The only problem is, as a Marlins fan, the only interleague we get to see is fucking Tampa Bay. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about watching Tampa Bay. I've never cared.
But this year we're playing everything. Everybody plays everybody now. That's the new wave. Before, yes, you're right. We would always have the floor, the sunshine
series. Because what happens now, that Houston went to the American League, so now there's even teams on both leagues. So now they gotta, now they have to do two teams of the one team of each league have to play each other every night. So there, you know, so there isn't a team that has off or whatever, you know, whatever it is. I personally am whatever about it as far as the interleague game, because I remember watching the All-Star game and love seeing whoever was facing whoever was, and that's the only time they're gonna face each other unless they meet in the World Series.
I'm not the craziest fan about the interleague, but then again, the first year that they have every team plays every team, you know, I'm a Marlins fan, so. It's just hard to go out to the fucking ball club and just go. You know, I had free tickets and I just didn't even use them because I bought season opening tickets, which for every season opener that you got free tickets to go to another game in the same month or the next month, and I never even used them because I'm just like, I don't. It's the fucking Marlins.
Yeah.
And then, but I like the whole home field advantage thing. Is it competition?
Oh, I like that too. It, you know, it means something. It's. You know, and it makes a coach, the manager coach the right way. You know, if this guy is going to help you more than that guy, you got to put him in. And that's it. If a guy gets snubbed, he gets snubbed. One player from every team, that's if the game's going to mean something, you can't have one player from every team.
No.
You know?
Well.
It's tradition, but it shouldn't. It's an old tradition that it shouldn't even be.
Well, when the Marlins are the worst team in the league, and they at least have two players who are worthy.
Well, this Fernandez season,
and Stanton, and they're the worst.
Stanton hasn't even. He wasn't even worthy this year. So Jose Fernandez,
well,
absolutely.
He was worth. Well, I think he was worthy had he been.
If he was healthy. Absolutely. Yes.
So then he's an All-Star caliber. So if he would have been in the All-Star game, you know, it's not like he's gonna fucking, you know. Shit an egg like fucking Ugla.
But then you got you.
That boy right there.
You, yeah, I know that's your boy, but fucking.
You have the Astros. Astros. Who the hell who did they put in there? I don't even remember. You know, it's.
Does it count if they put a coach?
like the hitting coach from the Astros. All right.
I mean, they would literally put the worst fucking player on the team just to have one representative. Which is ridiculous, but
and then they
would literally put the worst player on the team. They wouldn't put the best player on the bad team or the worst team.
Well, that's what I meant.
Okay, so. Yeah.
But the thing is,
he still would be one of the sorriest players, man.
In order to get that Houston Astro player, you're snubbing a guy that may deserve it, like Puig or Adrian Gonzalez or whoever it is, because you know there's obviously you need a guy from the Astros. You know, or the Marlins. Or
I think they should do another. I think they should have another All-Star event because they already have the home run derby in the game, right? They don't have anything else.
And then the stupid, you know, that softball game that nobody watches. I watched a little bit of it.
I saw for like a minute.
Kevin James pop up to the catcher or whatever. You know, but that's it. That's all they have. But you know, what else are they gonna have? Yeah, like a skills competition, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
They had the NBA All-Star game is pretty good too.
It's not a competitive game.
Well, the NBA All-Star game is just fun to watch. It's no defense, and it's 160 to 140.
No, it's not competitive. But before the Major League Baseball All-Star game was competitive. I actually liked that the NBA game better because you would see Jordan against like Iverson or Kobe against Jordan, and now. LeBron against whomever wants to step up to him, you know.
But I think a skills competition would be great in baseball. I think maybe even a pitcher thing where you could see how many, you know, the highest pitch or the fucking, you know, the whatever. Like there's shit that could be gauged there, you know.
In baseball, it's so old school that they don't want to change rules.
That too.
You know, I just heard today that they're going to meet to expand instant replay for next season.
Joe Torre was talking about that, yeah?
10 years later.
You know,
they could have had
they're just so old school. There's that in the Hall of Fame, there's never been a person voted in the Hall of Fame unanimously. That's ridiculous. Babe Ruth, someone voted against Babe Ruth. You know, Serious?
There's one fucking Boston fan.
Probably, you know, Boston, like that one guy. Well,
same thing with LeBron James winning his MVP. Yeah. One motherfucker.
But I'm sure I'm not, you know, gone to my head right now.
I got a lot of heat because I was like, no, that because I read the guy's article. He was like, yeah, well, to his team, Melo was more valuable than, and I was like, oh, that makes, I mean, there's a good argument. I got a lot of heat from you
guys.
Was
he worthy? Yeah, sure. Give him a second place vote. First place vote over LeBron? Nah.
Gun to my head. I'm sure there's been a unanimous MVP vote before.
Who's
not in the NBA?
No, not in the NBA.
Neither in the NBA.
No, Shaq was the only one that as close as LeBron. It was that one.
Even Jordan when he was supposed to be winning it every fucking year.
That whole NBA MVP is ridiculous. Kobe only has one. Shaq only has one. Jordan should have 10.
But Kobe only cares about scoring titles.
Yeah, but he, you know.
Kobe only cares about things that he likes. MVP will be most valuable player to his team.
Whatever.
He doesn't like those. Any award that has the word team in it or implied, like I'm most valuable player to my team, no. He doesn't like that. Highest scorer, yes. That has nothing to do with team. I'm the highest scorer.
I've always said the MVP in the NBA that matters is the finals MVP. Why? Because you won. That's it. Wade doesn't have any MVPs, but he has a finals MVP, and that he could drop.
I think it was. I really think. Did you say that facetiously? Because yeah. I really think he did. LeBron won it, and I think Wade had a worse team, and he fucking took him to the playoffs. And I think that team was awful. That Wade team, Wade was balling that year.
Well, Shaq should have won it the 2005.
The year.
Nash won it for the Nash second time in a row. And Rose, LeBron should have.
He did great.
Okay, Nash. the first time, but not the second time.
Well, Marcos just said that he should have never won.
No, man.
Look at these white Marcos. That. The race thing.
Well, Derrick Rose should have never won it. LeBron slaps him. Can't even hold LeBron's jug.
I'm sure he's going to hold it.
I guess, like, literally, physically, the royal penis.
He works out. Fucking Derrick Rose works out.
Yeah.
All right, man.
If he gets on the court.
if you get the email from his doctor saying that he could play. All right, man. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up because it's already a little over an hour. So I want to wrap it up. I like it. I like being able to talk sports and hang out with my friends. So we're going to try to keep doing this. So thank you for listening to us. Our Twitter, we actually do have a Twitter. We're still an egg for the time being because I just haven't, updated that. It's Rubro Sports. That's like Wubro Sports. If I have to spell sports for you. Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys are fucking jocks. So I think you should spell it. SPORTS. Yeah, check us out on Twitter. And Ace, what's your Twitter?
The Franchise Ace.
Yeah, the Franchise Ace, ACE. And Marcos, what's your Twitter?
Marcos J at 007.
All right.
My fault.
Okay, he's a James Bond fan.
He's a James Bond fan. We've got that. By the way, I still cringe every time I think about Daniel Craig getting hit in the balls with that thing in Casino Royale.
That hurts.
That I don't know how he ever survived off that.
First time I saw it, I felt bad for him.
I saw it and I still feel bad for him. And then that's what makes me think every movie's bullshit after that. I'm like, wait, he's fucking? No, that's impossible. You can't fuck after.
Oh, that's
yeah. Did this happen? Is he fucking that hot chick after the whole? No, that's impossible. That's a bullshit. All right, man. So check us out on Twitter. At Wubro Sports, at Nary Signs, at The Franchise Ace, and at Marcos J 007. You guys have been great. Appreciate that. And let's keep listening. Thanks. 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 Captain coming. Like big booty hoes, cute faces. Let a nigga hit it on the first day basis. Niggas fake, bitch, kick game straight. Ask
at you in a bunker, said you can show off your tattoo. Even if you're a max shoe player, she ain't giving up the ass, even if a nigga player. You say you're not a money hungry hoe, but if so, come and get this cash, bro. We keep it on the low.
Yeah.